views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. And miracles of holistic health and wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. We are here today with Michael Post, and Michael is a miracle. Michael, I am so happy to have you back here. You know, Michael is a Yuma meditation master, a true teacher, a true leader. Meditation has always been part of my regime since I was a young person in my 20s. I've always wanted to practice meditation and be really good at it, but I got sidetracked. Michael, who was raised by his mother and abandoned by his father, became a child of just resentful and anger. And his mother, being a devout Christian, and I can understand that, I almost feel like I know his mother because my mother was the same way. Michael is the person he is today because of his mother. Michael did not love himself. Michael learned to transform himself through meditation. He has taught himself how to love himself and others. He no longer self-pities himself. He gives himself a lot of positive reinforcement, and he does that same thing to others out there. He is a true leader, a true teacher, and I'm so here to have him here on this show today because he's changing a lot of souls on this earth. Michael's very dedicated and very loyal to the concept of meditation. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is emotional toxicity, the symptoms of mental and emotional toxicity. Michael and I had a little conversation right before we got on air, and I was sharing with him that even if you break your leg, or if you have a heartache, or if you have gastrointestinal issues, or if you have any organ problem, nothing compares to the pain of emotional and mental dysfunction. Emotional and mental pain is like whole body pain. And I should know that better than anyone because running the retreat, they come into the retreat with many complications, many chronic diseases, many pains and aches. But when I see the anguish and I see the emotional pain that people have by looking at their face, I know that it's a whole body thing. One of the things that the physical body is the final level of manifestation and disease, but the toxicity on the physical level is nothing compared to the toxicity on the emotional and mental level. Meditation is one of those things that really, really helps someone in pain, and that is the reason why I have Michael here today. To be able to meditate in the right way, meditation is a thinking process, a reflection, the time when you spend time in a quiet zone, when you spend that time for the purpose of relaxation, for the purpose of a concentrated focus. I know people that will just sit and just meditate on one thing for hours, and I can see their blood pressure going down. I can see their facial expression changes. Meditation works. Michael, welcome again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure, it's an honor.
You know, Michael, tell, you know, for all those who didn't hear it last week, why are you so passionate? I hear it in your voice every time we speak. Why are you so passionate about meditation?
Well, to make a really long story short, I was basically lost, and I had given up on life. And when you have a taste of what destruction truly is inside of you, and you taste creation, and you taste inspiration, it's like, it's a transformation. And that's the best way I could put it without going into too much detail. But let me just say, when you realize that you are everything that you need, because it is inside you, whatever we want to call that, it is inside you. And when you neglect yourself, you neglect the very essence that created you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found that, no amount of millions of dollars in the world can create that essence, that can create that feeling. Yeah, it'll create it for 3 months, 6 months. We all know when we buy a new car, when we buy that new dress or that new outfit that we've been looking for, oh my gosh, we feel so elated. We feel so excited. But then what? We look for the next best thing.
Right.
Because it's not an inner fulfillment. It's an exterior fulfillment. When we find that inner connection, there is nothing, nothing can compare to that. And that's why I do what I do, because I want people to enjoy the joy that I feel, no matter how challenging life can be, because it's not, it's a challenge. Meaning it could be overcame, it could be overcome. But when you have that connection, it's like you're the light. And nothing can, I don't care how dark the room is, nothing can turn off that light.
Yeah, what a feeling. You know, I was reading something earlier, and according to the, because I always like to cite statistics, because I always want to know, you know, we're in trouble in this country. You know, we just really don't have what it takes to be a healthy nation, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. We have a long way to go. I was just reading, you know, that Alzheimer's Association did some research, and they said 20% of Americans 55 and up have a mild cognitive impairment or decreased brain function, and it gets worse every year. And when I read that, I'm thinking, you know, okay, what I want to know what specifically they were talking about. And they were saying that our thinking skills decrease, our memory decrease. For an example, we start missing our appointments and forgetting recent events. Even conversations that we had like a week ago, we can forget them. And these same people, if you add anxiety to the mix or depression to the mix, then that brain dysfunction is even higher. And yes, to my amazement, one of the things that really can help with some of these symptoms was meditation. I mean, people have no idea the power of meditation, just meditation. And I'm not talking about, of course, you know, I believe in nutrition and I do a lot of state-of-the-art treatments and all of that. But people are just starting to realize the power, more today than ever, the power of meditation. Of course, we have certain groups that have always believed in meditation, but I'm talking about everyday middle America. You know, meditation offers a lot of help with my chronic illness clients. And these, you know, they have many, many symptoms. I'm talking about symptoms of, let's just talk about pain. Just, you know, and I know that pain is at the top of the list for someone who does meditation. But out of all the people that you know that do meditation, I want you to give me sort of a, who does meditation the most? What
okay.
people?
Great question. Actually, everybody meditates. I'm going to just say something very quickly. When people worry a lot, they're meditating. They're meditating on a destructive force, worry. It destroys things. A lot of people don't see this, but you can see it. Look at somebody who worries all the time. They get old quicker. They get sicker. They're more tired. They're more angry at life. But what they don't understand is they're creating a force, because without going too much into depth, imagination is creation. Worry is destruction. So we all meditate throughout the day, whether we want to admit it to it or not. What are we meditating on is the question. And with that, I can't put it any simpler than that, because it's really simple. When we try to make it too complicated, it's like when we're going to do math, right? We're not going to teach algebra before we teach addition and subtraction. We got to get to the basics. That way we can comprehend it. And then as the brain can develop, because it's like an infant, the organic brain is an infant. But when you tap into the infinite energy, the infinite consciousness, it can enhance the connections in the brain, basically.
Wow. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. I want to talk more about how to help people with pain through meditation. You can also help yourself lose weight with meditation. You can also help to decrease your signs and symptoms of depression and anxiety with meditation. We all know that drugs relieve pain for people with chronic disease, but we also know that drugs are harmful and have side effects. So it is to your advantage to learn meditations, because some of these alternatives that are out there that promises relief from pain is not very good, because people are still in pain. So when we come back, more on how to meditate to have a happier and healthier life with Michael Post.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles. Michael Post is a miracle. And we're talking about meditation and how you can help your lifestyle, how you can help with chronic illness, how you can help with anxiety and depression, how you can help yourself lose weight, and how you can keep your body from going down. Michael, so happy to have you here. When I when we left a few minutes ago, we talked about some of the side effects of medication. And you mentioned to me, but there's no side effects of meditation. And, you know, that's interesting because we do now know I now know, and I would like for you to tell our listeners about the fact that meditation allows the body to concentrate on a negative or a positive, and we are in control of that. Like, if you're going to meditate about something negative, you're doing that. Explain that, Michael, because that's interesting.
Thank you. The whole purpose of meditation, and I'm going to try to condense this as basic as I can. The whole purpose of meditation is to let go of the brain. To let go of the brain. Really, to let go of the brain. And the reason why is because the brain functions as a computer. The programs that it's been programmed to believe, it will enhance. So if you really want to think with your brain during meditation, you're going to get the programs that you've already been having. And there's a saying, if you want things to change in your life, you got to change the things in your life. So if you don't like the way things are going, you got to let them go. So for example, if I'm going through a problem, let's just say I went through something yesterday and I go through meditation and I don't learn to let that go, I can fight with my brain, and literally my brain, it could be a very negative experience, let's just say. Now the point of meditation is this. I wanted to clear something up, because meditation is not learning to use thought. It's learning to let go of thought, but organic thought. See, there's a different way of thinking. When you say, when you're going through something, you're like, I think I got to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a difference when knowing you got to do that. Knowing is a higher way of thinking. And I'm sure you've had this, Dr. Ronnie, when you're meditating and all of a sudden just something comes to you and you just know. You don't have no doubt in your mind, right?
Right.
When you know something, that is not thinking. That is a higher way of thinking. That is thought without any construct. Because thinking is like you have to A, B, C, right?
Right.
Thinking without thinking is, it's like you just downloaded a whole movie inside. And you just know.
Mm-hmm.
Like an experience. So basically, I wanted to start with this, end it with this. Concluded with this, that the whole point of meditation is to allow your essence to move you to what it knows. See, your essence already knows what you need, how much, when you need it, what you need it for, where you're going to be at, who you're going to meet, what you're going to do, what's going to transpire your whole life. Your essence knows that.
Right.
So when you trust it and you let go of the brain,
mm-hmm.
There's a saying, trust, let go, and let God, right?
Right.
Let go and let your essence lead you. When we try to think with the brain, then we're just going to, it's like going through a maze. We're trusting our brain that doesn't see above the maze to get us out of the maze. But when we trust our knowing knows each corner of the maze. It's like a GPS. You punch in the destination and it gets you there. But do you question the GPS if it's getting you there, or do you just trust the GPS and follow it?
Right. You know, that's so interesting, and more people need to hear this. You know, people, not only people with chronic disease, face many difficulties in life, and meditation can help them to reduce the stress and the pain and improve the quality of the life, but and there's no negative side effects to it, and we mentioned that. But as the demands are placed on our country and on our young people especially, one of the things that I've seen in the healthcare facilities, because I go into healthcare facilities and I educate and I do internships, I found that what's needed the most is meditation programs need to be in these facilities, especially hospitals, because they can benefit some of our staff working in the care facilities. Because I remember going into the nursing home, it was very stressful, first of all, for me to go in there because I had to go see my father, and the last thing we wanted to do was put him there. But we were all exhausted, and the quality of the care was just going down. We needed 24-hour. And I remember the only thing that would help him, and he would say it, but he didn't use the word meditation, but I know if he could use those words, he would have been able to say to me, let me just meditate. But what he would say is, let me take my breath, turn down the lights, and just, he says, just, I want everybody to just go outside the door and let me take my breath. Michael, my father was trying to meditate, and we didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to meditate. He just didn't know to use that word. But when he said, just go away, let me just get my breath, he was really trying to meditate to get some peace of mind so that he could deal with all the issues that was coming before him on a daily basis as his chronic illness was getting worse. So in addition to, you know, and meditation by no means, am I saying, can reverse the underlying chronic disease, but it can make it easier to cope with the symptoms. It can improve someone's overall well-being. It can also improve someone's quality of life by helping them to decrease the anguish, decrease the anxiety, decrease the pain, decrease some of these other symptoms that go along with chronic disease. And yes, if we can get the care providers to meditate, that will make it such that their patient can also feel their energy, can feel their energy of calmness and peacefulness, and that will also transform into that your patient's life a sense of mental and emotional stability and calmness. So meditation is something that should be in a lot of people's lives.
Yes. Actually, yes. Exactly. Well stated. That is a very, very, I mean, it's an ancient and sacred truth that our ancestors knew meditation because they had no choice but to meditate when they were in nature. So one thing I wanted to say to what you said is, I have a quote: meditation is the foundation for the revolution on the evolution of consciousness. Now, we got all this technology, but really we're not as connected as we used to be. Now, the thing that I want to mention is, science has already proven that we can affect the structure of water by the way we think. Dr. Imaru Emoto, he's done studies where if we think a negative thought, it affects the very structure of the water molecule. Now, we're over 80 to 90% water. And if we really reflect on that fact, every single cell of our being is being affected by our thought and the way we feel.
Yes.
So back to what we were talking about, emotional toxicity is, and like I was saying in the beginning, that's a form of meditation. It's how you feel about yourself. Forget about all the technical stuff. Let's start connecting with ourselves. Let's start being quiet and really being mindful and aware of what we're thinking. Because I'll give you guys an example. People that are anorexic, they throw up over and over and over. And the reason why I'm using this kind of example, because I want to really put it out there. They think they're fat because they believe themselves to be fat, obese.
Right.
And no matter how much they throw up and we look at them and they're skinny, like bone skinny, right?
Right.
But their whole mind, they're in prison in their mind. Their mind convinced them that they're fat, that they're obese, that they're obese. Why? Because you can convince your mind that the reality is different and you will believe it because you're the creator of this experience. You affect your brain. See, we can move our hands. We can grab a cup of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can move your hand and direct your hand, then how come you can't direct your brain? It doesn't make sense because you use your consciousness to move your hand, just like I'm talking to you now. Mm-hmm. I'm moving my mouth. I'm emitting sound. I'm emitting frequency and emotion and feeling through the phone, right?
Right.
If I can do that, why can't I control my brain? See, we've been programmed to believe that the brain controls us, but it's not true. We control our brains. If we take conscious control, awareness, and mindfulness of that fact.
Yes, that is so fact. That is so very, very profound and very true. And if people can just get that one statement that you said, I think that they can be helped a lot. I think, you know, we do a lot of detoxification at the retreat, body cleansing. And cleansing, you know, the physical body without cleansing the emotional and mental body, it's like, for an example, it's like cleaning an organ, like one organ, without cleansing the whole physical body. And so any aspect of us that runs things on a physical level, your mental and your emotional level goes along with that. And some of the symptoms or some of the negative manifestations behind a cleanse, any emotional toxicity, you're going to see people who are fatigued and that they're irritable. These same people are depressed and they lack enthusiasm. You ever seen somebody and you just look at them and they just have this look on their face like they're in such mental pain? And then they're, and sometimes you just want to look at them and say, hello, anybody home? Well, these are people that are negatively concentrating on something so dark, so negative all day long. That's what you mean, Michael, when you say they're meditating?
Yes, I used to.
They're just meditating. And I thought of what you said.
Yes, I used to live that way. That's why I know, like, I've tasted the other side. I've experienced the other side. You can literally drive yourself. I used to say I was walking dead. I didn't have no life in me. But it was a choice. Okay, I'm not saying for people to feel sorry for me. It was a choice. The universe doesn't break no laws. What your frequency that you emit is what you attract. There is no what if, you know, this, what if that. There is no what if. It is what you vibrate, you attract.
Michael, that's we got to talk more about this when we come back. And guys, get your pencils, paper out. We're going to have a procedure for you for meditation. More on meditation when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WPLQ.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And today we are talking with Michael Post on meditation, and it's an exciting session today, one of my favorite subjects. Michael give private sessions. Please call him at 928-446-5887. We like to talk a little bit more about some value for you and how you can meditate at home and how you can learn to meditate by having a session with Michael. We've been talking about how to manage disease, pain, how to lose weight. We've also talked a little bit about what meditation means, because some people think that if they sit quietly and meditate on something dark or negative, they don't realize that that's meditation. So Michael has opened up my eyes a lot about true meditation. We all seem to think we know what meditation is, but I think that we can learn a lot more. You know, one thing that I wanted to talk to Michael about and ask him, and I'm going to ask him now, many people have said, you know, I meditate, but I also pray. And if one already prays, what is the purpose to meditate, Michael? And how does that differ from praying? You know, that question did come into on a text once, and I think you're a better person to answer that.
Sure. Well, the difference between, in my opinion, the difference between prayer and meditation, and what I've gained from experience, because I do pray, but I pray differently. And the reason why is because prayer is when we're sending our thoughts, we're sending our emotions. But the thing about it is, we're not listening. There's a thing that I read, and I don't remember exactly where it's from. But I read that somebody, a monk, was asked by a priest, how come you don't pray to God? How come you meditate? And the monk said, well, God already knows everything that I need. God already knows my troubles. God already knows, you know, my desires. God knows the desires of my heart. What I want to do is I want to stop my thoughts and listen to what God wants from me. To listen from what God wants me to hear instead of what I think I want to hear.
Yeah.
And that, to me, brought a lot of clarity.
That's bringing a little clarity to me also. So, you know, meditation then, you know, is a focus, a concentration. And that's why when you're sitting there meditating, you know, I've heard many times people say that when you meditate, other things can enter into one's mind. Is that true? And if not, why?
Okay. Yes and no. When you meditate, let's say, for example, you're playing sports, right? Let's say you're on a baseball team. And if you choose to allow the others in the crowd to affect your judgment and your perception of you, you will not swing that bat. You will not play, because you'll allow other people's perceptions of you to distinguish how you live and how you act. Same thing with meditation, and I'll break it down. Really simple. But if you go to the plate, and what does the coach tell you? Believe in yourself. You are a champion, right? That's his job. That's her job, to get you to believe in yourself. Why? Because the coach knows that in the end, it's about you. It's not about the crowd. It's not about hometown or visitor or whatever the case may be, right? What it is how you feel about you. So when you go up to the plate and you say, I'm going to keep my eye on the ball. I got this. I know that I can hit this ball. Believe in it. Believe that I can, right? And you swing. Here's the thing. The home run kings are the ones that strike out the most. But did they choose to allow their strikeouts to stop them? Or did they choose to continue swinging? Same thing as meditation. You can go into meditation and say, oh my gosh, what if something enters my mind? Well, guess what? You created it. You're going to enter your own mind by the thoughts that you think. Now, when you meditate, if you trust that you're connecting to the essence that is you, your essence, let me ask you this. When you're going to go do something, and if something's not right, don't you feel like it's not right?
Yes.
Why? Yes. Because your essence knows, right?
Yes, your energy tells you.
Exactly. So if you trust it, you'll be guided. But if you try to think about it, here, we'll give a quick example. Let's say a guy or a girl, right? Meet somebody for the first time. When you first meet somebody, you don't have no judgments. You don't have no perceptions. So your essence is speaking to you. So let's say you meet somebody and they're cute, but your brain says, okay, your brain says they're cute, right? But your heart says, no, there's something wrong here. But you allow your brain to say, oh no, he's pretty cute. Let's give him a chance, right?
Right.
Now your brain is going to influence your heart, that your emotions are going to confirm that he's the right one. But you didn't listen to your inner essence in the beginning of the process. See, that's how we allow our brain. There's a balance that's got to happen. If we allow the brain to overtake the heart, then it's influencing the heart rather than the heart being influencing you.
Wow.
When you trust the feeling, you won't be misguided. But if you ignore the feeling, then you'll be more guided by your brain. Because the more you give energy to something, the more you empower it. And the reason why I'll say this is because when I was a kid, I always had guidance that something was going to go wrong. But I didn't care. I didn't care. And I would not listen to it. I would say, bring it on. And to make a long story short, I went through a lot of stuff in my life. I got a lot of scars on my body to prove it. So I'm not just talking about this. I've lived it. Wow. And I ignored that essence and that guidance within me. That's why when I found this, I knew it to be true because I experienced it. And experience is your best teacher. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to give people experiences within their own self. It's not about what I teach. It's about what you can experience.
Do you work with a lot of young people, Michael? Or what's your demographics? Who do you help the most? Because I know that you must help. You're going to be helping some of my chronic care clients because they really, really need this. And I'm wondering if we could do some work by Skype or webinar. We do a lot of emotional work here. We have a psychologist, Dr. Selena, that works with us. I mean, we have, you know, medical doctors and we have other holistic practitioners. But on a regular basis, we don't really have someone to come in and teach meditation. We've done meditation and we will do a yoga and have people come in and stretch with them and do some breath work. But we really don't have a specific program around meditation. But I'd like to experiment with that a little bit with you, if you don't mind.
I'd love to.
One of the things, you know, that's hard for me, and I'm sure it may be hard for a lot of my clients, is that, you know, with the meditation procedure, you know, for me to allow the body to be comfortable, you know, and I'm bringing the attention to the weight of my body. I got that. And I know a lot of people can do that. And then it will say, take time to feel each part of the body and let it relax. I think people can do that. And then it says, connect with the flow of your breath and allowing it to help you to enhance the relaxation process. I think people have that. I think this is where people start having problems. I think we can rest and relax by, it says, help yourself see, smell, and taste. Now, this is where the problem comes in. Now you've gotten to that point, you can help me with this, help a lot of people with this. Now you're right there, you're relaxed, feel in touch with your body, all of those things. And then all this stuff that you don't want to come into your brain starts coming into your brain because you're relaxed. How do you get that to go away?
Thank you. That's a great question. First of all, let me say from my personal experience, I gave up on meditation because that's the hardest thing to do. Excuse me. That's the most challenging thing to do, is to master the brain, because we've allowed it to master us. Think about what okay. The reason why I want to explain this is because to go and just meditate, and I'm not criticizing anybody that does it a different way, but I do know how, to an extent, how the brain works. And one thing that I will say is if we don't learn about these techniques, these things that we can apply, then the brain will go rampant, right? But with knowledge comes understanding. With understanding comes experience. With experience, I mean, experience is your best teacher. So here's the thing. Are you going to be able to lift 50 pounds if you've never lifted weights in your entire life?
No.
Why? Because the muscle is not used to the fact, right?
We haven't trained the muscle yet.
Exactly. The brain is just another muscle. It's an energy muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's a sender and receiver of information. Yes. See, the thing about it is, we look at it like, okay, so let's say we want to learn how to meditate, right? But I got to meditate 30 minutes or an hour. You're putting too much on your plate. You're putting 50-pound dumbbells on each side. Take it 5 minutes to begin with.
Okay.
Just 5 minutes. Yes, even a minute.
But how do you know you're successful with that 5 minutes?
Be grateful if you can be quiet for a couple of seconds. Oh. A lot of people just want to be quiet throughout their whole meditation. And I'll tell you, even the most advanced meditator cannot be quiet through the whole meditation.
Oh.
Because that's how we learn.
Okay.
Yes, because the most advanced meditator knows that we are connected to a grid of consciousness. We are connected. We're always going to be connected. Now, to say that you can have complete silence, when you travel and you go to these astral places, yes. But when you're here and you're learning how to meditate, it's not happening. And everybody experiences this. They might not tell you, but they do. And to be on here and say that I don't ever have a thought would not be, you know, do justice to you guys, because it would make it so difficult that you guys can't accomplish it.
So, Michael, when we come back, then can you give us a little session on how to do it?
Sure.
I like that for myself too, because I'm still trying to master this. I think I can meditate really pretty good for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes sometimes. On my best day, no more than 10 minutes. When we come back, more on meditation, and Michael's going to give us a little session on meditation.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. Hello, we're back talking about meditation with Michael Post. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. We're going to finish up the show today with some value for you. Michael's going to give us a little session on meditation. And he reminded me that meditation is something that's developed, that's learned, that you have to give time to, you have to give a lot of thought to, but eventually you'll get better and better at it. You start out short time periods. You don't give up. You don't feel frustrated. You just keep doing it. It increases the quality of your life, and it can even change your life. I'm so happy to have you on, Michael. I want people to give you a call for any reason at all, and thank you for that offer, that if they have a question that they can call you, or if they can have a private session, please call Michael at 928-446-5887. Michael and I are going to be working together on some of my chronic care clients that we have at the retreat. They will truly welcome him, and they will need him. Michael, I would love to hear, we've got about 10 minutes left, I'd love to hear some positive tips for meditation and to help people to understand the procedure for meditation in a short version.
Sure. First thing before I start, I would like to just explain something that you're an expert in is holistic health. If I tell somebody to go cleanse their body, but they don't know what they're doing, they're going to guess. They're going to do a lot of guesswork, and they're not going to be able to clean their body as you provide, right?
Right.
Meditation is the same way. The brain is so complex and so vast. There are galaxies inside of it, of thought, of experiences, right?
Right.
That we can go on a tangent and not even know, you know, where we're being directed to because we're trusting the brain. And that's why I do what I do, because once you can have a reminder, a guide to show you to an extent how your brain works and how to, you know, go around certain things so you don't go to the pitfalls, right? Because there's pitfalls in the brain.
Right.
Then your meditation will be much easier and clearer instead of you doing all the guesswork.
Mm-hmm. So during the meditation, and this is the part where I'm excited for you to explain. So to recap, so during the meditation, from time to time, your attention span can drift to a thought in the mind, or yes, maybe a sensation in the body, or a noise in the environment, whatever. But you're saying that you have to develop that skill over time, and it will get better. Is that what I hear you saying?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I get that, and I accept that, and I understand that. I don't know if a lot of people knew that. I think some people think that there's a procedure, and once you learn that procedure, you're supposed to automatically have it perfectly work for them. So now you're saying it's a process, and I can understand the process, and that over time, doing it more and more and more, you get better at it.
Well, it just depends what is your purpose of meditation. See, that's why I like to do one-on-ones, because there's different meditations for different things. So it's what do you want out of your meditation? That's the key.
Can you give us one example? Like, for an example, let's pick something. Let's just say someone who can't possibly, they're just anxious all the time, and they just worry about, you know, the house is going to burn down when they're at work. I don't know. We just think of something.
Okay. Well, when someone has anxiety, you just want them to get to relax, to learn how to relax. And the technique to help somebody to relax is to just help them to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you take conscious control of your breath, you're telling the brain to stop without even speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds very simple, but because one thing is to say it, another thing is to experience it with applied effort.
So when they say connect with the flow of breath, allowing your body to enhance the relaxation process, as you're breathing and you're listening to the breath sound, and you're measuring the length of your exhale, and you're mailing the sound as you inhale, that's connecting with your breath. And if you just keep doing that, will you eventually get so good at it that whatever thought processes that's coming in, that you automatically have that level of anxiety. Just, you know how I can feel anxiety, but you know, I've had anxiety in my life, so I know what that means. When I breathe like that, I can almost feel and see almost my blood pressure going down. And I don't have high blood pressure, but I feel a sense of peace and calm when I'm doing that kind of inhaling and exhaling.
Yes, you just touched on a great subject right there. With that's another day for another call, because that's another very, very deep talk or discussion on that. But feeling, pay attention to how you feel, not just breathe, but pay attention to how you feel. Because feeling is not thinking, it's experiencing. Okay, we have a nervous system in our body. When we feel, we're connecting with the nervous system. That's why you, when you get pinched, you feel pain, right?
Right.
Because it's a communication. It has no words. Just like when you experience a sunset, you don't have no words for that. You just experience it. You feel it. So to start getting connected with our feelings is another great way to lower anxiety, to lower, you know, to change from a depressive state to an appreciative state. And we can really do that incredibly amazingly quick. But see, the thing about it is, if we focus on what we're thinking and we get upset with what we're thinking, energy flows where attention goes. So
yes.
If we're giving our thoughts attention with upsetness and frustration, then we're just meditating on frustration. Think about it. But if you have a thought and you just accept the thought, because the thought is not really you, you're being affected by higher frequencies and lower frequencies all the time. That's why when you go to a friend's house and there's a lot of tension, why is it you can feel the tension, right?
Right, right.
But you go to a house that's more tranquil and peaceful, if you notice the people there are more peaceful because you're feeling the transmission within the house.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get that we're not our thoughts, then we don't accept them as us. We're just experiencing them. And you can choose to take it off or put it back on, like the clothing that you wear. That's your power. We need to realize that we have always had the power, but we choose to be irresponsible with our powers and blame society and different things and be the victims. And that's why we don't have control, because we choose not to. It's a choice.
It's a choice. You are amazing, Michael. We can talk. We can have 5 more sessions about this. Meditation is something that is just so amazing. I've always been interested in the brain, but I specialize in organs, detoxification organs. But I want to leave our listeners with this value. Please call Michael at 928-446-5887 and just start. Start by allowing the body to be comfortable by bringing the attention to the weight of your body. Take time to feel each part of your body and let it relax. Connect with the flow of breath, allowing it to enhance your relaxation. Rest, rest, rest in this relaxed body. If you just start there, just simply noticing the breath and continue to favor the breath, the rhythm, the speed, the depth. Just inhale and exhale slowly, listening to your breath sound. That is the beginning of meditation. And if you continue this, allowing your body to feel the relaxation, accepting the relaxation, and then after that, if you need more help, please call Michael Post, 928-446-5887. Thank you again, Michael. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.